Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors today. We have Bottle Barn on board. If for all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs, you have to go to Bottle Barn. And Oliver's Markets. With four fabulous locations, they have everything you can possibly imagine and more. It's the greatest place on earth to do all of your grocery shopping. They support local like nobody else. As a matter of fact, at the bottom of your receipt, it will tell you how much money you spent on local ingredients and local items at Oliver's Markets. Well, we've been having quite the shenanigans this early in the morning, so I'm going to just like get this cocktail shaker moving up. Wow, Dusky shows up with this like whole box of booze and bubbles and bar goods, things that begin with B. And I'm so excited. I'm like, are we really doing this? She goes, oh, we're making cocktails. If I'm in here this early in the morning and we're going to talk about cocktails, we might as well make the cocktails. So welcome, celebrity chef Dusky Estes in the studio.
So great to be here with you, Zig. I decided to put the coffee away and start right on in on a little bit of Spirit Works.
When was the last time you've even been on my show? I can't even remember, sadly.
See, this is why you got to have me more often.
Well, I was just on your show. I was on Food Network with you. I guess it was 2 months ago now.
Yeah, that was so much fun. All the people in the room in the house that were on the show.
Yeah, they didn't edit anything I said.
You were so eloquent.
That was a fun show on Food Network.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
We dug deep into the world of Zazu. It was fun.
Are you ready to pop the cork?
I am. So we're making a French, a slow 75, which is a take on a French 75. And this is a cocktail that you're going to be able to get at Zazu. You ready to pop the bubbles?
And you can
up?
Get this cocktail at Zazu all the time, but here's the bubbles.
So this Friday we are doing a very special First Friday Flights, and normally our First Friday Flights are all about wine, but this Friday it's all about spirits, and Spirit Works is our distillery of choice for this Friday for First Friday Flights in March. What a better way to kick off March than to have Spirit Works in the house. And Spirit Works distills all their goodness right behind Zazu, so it is the ultimate local vore experience, right?
Footsteps away. And there, this first cocktail that we're making, which is always on the menu at Zazu and it will be on the flight of Spirit Works this Friday, the slow gin. They're the only distillery in the United States making slow gin from slow berries rather than a concentrate.
That's right. Spirit Works has started doing this a few years ago, and it's very, very impressive. And if you have never made a slow 75 at home, I can tell you it's very easy. You put equal parts of three ingredients, equal parts fresh citrus juice together with a simple syrup, and then the slow gin. And then you're going to add just a little bit of a spritz of bitters in there, and then you're going to top it off. Well, we're topping it. You top it off with bubbles, but today we're topping it off with an extraordinary Valdo Biadene. It's easy for me to say, not really. It's easy for Kimberly Charles to say because she said it last week on the show. This Prosecco, which is DOCG, it's extra dry from Sorrel Branca, and these guys make really, really good Prosecco, and I've been a fan of their Prosecco for a long time. And we only do DOCG Proseccos in my world anymore. We talked about that last Wednesday when we talked about the Academy Awards, and so we just topped it off with that, and cheers. Dink.
The clink.
You brought those disposable Govinos or whatever.
So they don't make the noise.
If I would have known you were going to show up with cocktail goods, I would have brought some of the glasses from my cocktail bar at home. But that's okay. These work just
You've
as well.
You've got so much incredible stemware. I know. We got to put it to good use.
So this Friday, join in the fun. Head over to Zazu from 6 o'clock on all night long. They're going to be having cocktail specials to kind of, I guess, kick off First Friday Flights, but all using Spirit Works goodness. So you can get a flight of three cocktails, and they're going to be like half sizes, right? Because we have to be responsible.
We have to be safe about it.
Right. So you can get a flight of cocktails. The first one's going to be with Rangapur Lime. It's like a gimlet. They're calling bottoms up. And then also in that flight will be a drink called Cocoa in the Rye using the Spirit Works rye and cream de cacao. And then, of course, the Slow 75 that we just have mixed up this morning. And so that's going to be the flight. You can also get cocktail specials throughout the night if you don't want to do a flight, right?
Yeah, you can get each of those cocktails as a whole single instead of the flight. But I kind of recommend the flight.
Why is that? Because you want to try lots of different things.
You want to try everything.
Right? And it's a good opportunity, too, to exercise education with your palate. Maybe you've never had slow gin, or maybe you remember slow gin from days of your and your grandparents used to drink it. This is not that.
But right? Also, Timo and Ashby will be in the house. They'll be coming tableside to talk to you about all their deliciousness in the bottle.
That's right. And Timo and Ashby, of course, are the distillers and creators of Spirit Works gins and vodkas and all kinds of yummy stuff.
I'm lucky to have them as my neighbor, let me tell you.
And you know what? I'm just going to call you on this because like 10 years ago, before you ever moved into the location you're in, you would have never said that because you were not the spirits queen.
Don't tell them.
Now you love cocktails.
I love cocktails.
We have a great beverage menu going on at Zazu. You're welcome.
Thank you, Zig.
I think it's fun. I love hanging out there, and there's nobody that supports community more than you guys do. And you know, we still talk a lot about the fires. We had Chris Benziger in here a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about that and about how the community really came together. But you've always done that. You know, you've always been a supporter of this community. You give, and. And for moments like we are now in this kind of slower period of the year during wintertime, it's great for us to be able to go into restaurants like Zazu and support you because you give back and to be responsible about where we're putting our dollar when we go to spend it in this community and make sure we're putting it in places that do give back to the community.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We definitely try.
I don't mean to get all kumbaya, but that just extemporaneously, that just flew out. I think it was the cocktail speaking.
That's why I brought it.
So again, I've got Chef Dusky Estes in studio today from Zazu, and of course, famous for all of her stints on Food Network. And she's talking about the wonderful event that's taking place this Friday at Zazu Restaurant, which is located in the Barlow area of Sebastopol. And it's First Friday Flights featuring Spirit Works Distillery. Owners, distillers, Timo and Ashby are going to be in Zazu for your pleasure, coming up table to table, talking to you about their distillery and what they've got going on. They're going to be there from 6 to 8, but the event is happening all night long, pretty much from happy hour, like 5 o'clock on, right?
Yeah.
And we're featuring three cocktails on a flight. They're half size, basically. Or you can get specialty Spirit Works cocktails throughout the night. Or you could do what I would do, would be like, I'm going to have a flight and I just want the spirits. I don't want to mix anything with it. I want to taste and explore and learn and educate myself and just get a flight of the Spirit Works spirits. How about that?
And we are going to do that too. Yes,
I love that.
You can do that instead if you just want to taste it straight.
So we shook up the Slow 75, which is a signature cocktail on the Zazu menu. And again, I'll repeat the recipe for you. It is equal parts and 1 ounce per person. So if you're making, you know, enough for three people to go around, you put 3 ounces of everything. But equal parts of the simple syrup, the slow gin, and the lime or lemon juice, whatever, you know, citrus you're going to use. And then you're going to do a little spritz of bitters in there. Of course, I like to feature Monarch Bitters whenever I can because it's locally made and delicious. And she makes a beautiful aromatic bitters. And then once you get that all shook up and you pour it into your glass, then you're going to top it off with Prosecco. And of course, we chose the beautiful Prosecco Superiore DOCG from Sorella Branca, which is one of our all-time favorites because it's a female-made stuff. Deliciousness Prosecco from that region in the Veneto, which we love.
And do you know who has the Monarch Bitters, where folks can get it?
Monarch Bitters is available at Oliver's Markets. It's also available at Bottle Barn. Thanks for giving Phaedra a plug. I love her.
I just want to know where people can get these goodies.
I know. Well, you can go stock up on those, and then you can make the Slow 75 at home after this Friday, after you've watched the bartenders at Zazu make it a million times, that you'll be able to do it in your sleep.
You might just want to wake up for it, though.
Oh, I know. All right, so First Friday Flights is happening this Friday at Zazu, and we welcome everybody there. Bring your cousins, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your significant others, your husbands, your wives, your partners, your girlfriends. Bring everybody.
After all this rain, we'll be ready to get out.
That's right. And any one other little plug that you want to do for anything while we still have you on the air before we close up Wine Wednesday?
We'd love to have you at Easter brunch if you're looking for a place to go. We make a mean bacon, I'm telling you.
Black Pig bacon. Can never get enough of it.
And you can get that at Oliver's, too.
That's right. And you'll do that bacon in the waffle batter stuff that you do for
brunch. Of course.
Love that. Love that. All right. And if you want to get hip to what's happening all the time in the world of Zazu, you can check out their website, which is ZazuKitchen.com, right?
Yes.
And, of course, Facebook. And you can follow them on social media as well on Instagram at Zazu Kitchen.
Wow. Absolutely.
Plug away for Zazu. I love it. All right. Thanks for tuning into Wine Wednesday, everybody. If you want to get hip to what's happening in my world, of course, you can follow me on social media. At Ziggy the Wine Gal is my handle, and you can find me on all the social media platforms. Or send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. Have a happy Wine Wednesday. We'll see everybody for First Friday Flights this Friday at Zazu in the Barlow. Cheers.